Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Today, we have an amazing comedian, actor, internet oversharer on the show. She hosts the amazing podcast Fly on the Whalen with her husband, Ben. She got a good husband. I met him. Listen to the podcast and join her fan base, The Burrow, by following BURR_AM. I'm spelling it out so yes. They can really find it, okay?
Let them know.
Burr-I-Am. Is that how it would be said?
It is. Thank you for saying that. Because yes. People be like, oh, you're Burr-I-Am. I love you. I'm like, no, it was kind of like supposed to be like Will-I-Am, but Burr-I-Am. And nobody got the joke. That nobody was the worst joke I ever told. Right.
And I stuck with it. You can follow Burr-I-Am on all the socials. And I'm telling you, Amber's so funny. Like, get into it. Get some joy, okay? Congregation, please welcome Amber Weiland to the show. Hello.
Hey, church. How we doing? Amen.
Amen. We here. We doing it.
I haven't been to church in so long. I would probably just completely combust if I walked into church these days. Don't tell my mama.
I feel like there would be like a force. Like I will try to walk in and be like, boom.
Yeah, just a couple of ricochets. And they'll be like, all right, come on in. You got something in that purse we want.
Or I would have to walk in like the color purple.
Yes.
Maybe. What was she saying?
Yeah, God is trying to tell you something.
Yeah, it was God trying to tell you something.
Yes. Did you see the new one? Did you see the musical?
Yes, of course. Well, yes.
Well, I mean, I saw
it Christmas Day.
Some people didn't see it, so.
That's crazy.
They're like, why would I want to go see a story of Black trauma and pain? I'm like, that used to be the girl's favorite movie.
Right.
That was my favorite movie for a very long time.
Me too. And you know what's funny? I forget about how awful the trauma is. And I went in and I was like, I went with Vinnie Thomas.
Oh, yes. Love Vinnie.
Because I stayed here for Christmas. And when I was watching it, I was like, oh, I forgot this is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because we have taken all the tropes. And, you know, we'd be like,
yes. You show Liz ugly. We're like, oh, there is some incest
Sugar
in here.
Avery.
Okay, like eating your popcorn, watching it too.
Right.
It's a
and like,
hinge.
Oh, they getting abused. But I only think about like, do you do right by me?
Right. The comedy, the one-liners. Yeah. But
Sophia.
You get in there, you're like, oh my God, this is vicious and violent.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew? I didn't. I love that Black people can remember something as a comedy.
Yeah. We used to watch The Color Purple at my house growing up. I mean, if not every Sunday, every other Sunday. Like, it was just always on. You know, kind of like the Jackson Family American Dream is kind of always on in a Black home on BET all day.
Always.
That was our Color Purple for sure. Because I'm from Georgia, so the story took place in Georgia.
The South.
Yes. So maybe we were like, we only got 5 movies about us, so let's put this on.
We only got 5 movies about us.
Like a Southern Black tale.
Okay,
like,
you
think
are
about
forgetting
it.
About the movies that we stole. Because
which ones?
When Tyler Perry was doing Madea on the Chitlin' Circuit, we had all the bootlegs.
All the bootlegs. Back to a time. America has lost its way. We got to get back to stage plays.
Right. We got to get back to somebody goes to the movie theater with a camcorder and just gets it all for us.
And sells it to you while you're getting a haircut.
Amen.
A simpler time. It really was.
It really was. The barbershop was also a trade show.
Oh, absolutely. It was
a
almost like a
market.
Bazaar.
Oh,
it was
a bazaar.
Flea market. Yes.
Yes, and a flea market. Yes.
Like, I got a haircut, a new spice,
I got
movie,
4 DVDs.
A date. you know, a couple of things down at the barbershop.
So, Amber, we always ask on the show, what is your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you run some that are past the statute of limitations? Like, anything.
You know, thank you for your question, Lacey.
This is a very professional answer. Thank you for that question.
I'm always, like, secretly preparing for, you know, the when I run for president one day. That's a great question, Lacey. I love a scam that the actor comedian in me loves a scam where you have to commit to a part, a role. So I don't mind like a catfish scam. Like I don't, because I feel like in some ways you did serve a need. Like someone was potentially lonely and wanted to be loved.
And you love them for money.
And you love them, and you might have asked for some coins, but like in other parts of the world, that's like a phone sex operator, a therapist. Like, I don't mind that you were keeping someone company and pretending to look like somebody else. Like, that's a scam that I'm kind of okay with. Like, if you're scamming, like, you know, elderly people, or you're scamming someone who doesn't have like knowledge or access and resource to things, like, that's not cool. But if you're scamming a tourist because your country doesn't have all the resources it needs and somebody comes in with a lot of money and you upcharge them like three times, I don't mind scams like that. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't think that's a scam.
Right.
I feel like that's just inflation. You do inflation to people.
But I mean, one time, me and my husband.
Is that a Gucci bag? I'm doing inflation to you.
We went to Thailand once and I was, and my husband was like, they just charged us three times for this bag. I'm like, the fuck so? Like, they just made like a month's rent. Like, let it go. Like, we were kind of supposed to get scammed. Like, that's a part of it. So I love a good, I have an uncle who actually used to sell like snake oil.
Literal
and all of that.
Snake oil.
He used to sell snake oil. He used to go to people's houses. Like, people would call him and say, like, hey, I think I got a spirit in my house. Like, ooh. I think, you know, I haven't even, I just bought this new house and I haven't been able to get laid in this house. Like, it must be some.
It's not my personality.
You know, a banshee.
It's
energy.
The house.
Of course not. You know, it's like, surely I'm not running these women off. There's a ghost in this house. Of course. So this person would call my uncle to do some spells, knock on some doors, flick some lights on and off. And my uncle was fully scamming this man.
Of course.
But he would regularly do this. So that's a scam that I can appreciate. You're playing the part of a fortune teller. You know what I'm saying?
Flicking lights on
flicking
and off.
Lights.
That's goofy.
He would walk into a, you know how we were talking about how you walk into the church and the force field hits you? He would pretend to do stuff like that. He'd be like, ooh. Oh, it's a spirit in here. Because, you know, there's
the
a part of me like.
Of celibacy is here.
Is in this closet.
Right here.
Look at this pantry. Like, and he probably helped my uncle probably helped him clean out some of those rooms. Like, when you zoom out, he was doing a service to the other women that he was trying to get into the home. So I like scams like that.
And I feel like your uncle was giving him basic tips on why he's not getting laid. Like, oh, the spirit of wash your sheets.
Yes.
The spirit of get your bed off the floor. Ah.
The spirit of why you up text at 2 a.m. All of that. All of that. He was like, that's. It's that spirit on you. So I'm down with those. Like, entity, astrology scams, like, steal from
astrology.
The rich, give to the poor, Robin Hood scams. I'm with all those.
I love that. And I want to walk back to one thing that you said about catfishing.
Okay.
And when you say catfishing, you mean, like, they're, like, talking to each other and they haven't met and it's a fake photo. Not like romance fraud where they're just like, oh, give me, I'm in the hospital, like, give me $10,000. You just mean catfishing, where
not
they fall in love.
I'm talking like if somebody is looking for love online and you steal a couple pictures of Bow Wow and you pretend to be Bow Wow and this person thinks they're talking to Bow Wow. Like, what's the harm in that? A little bit.
Bow Wow's a scammer. Remember when he took a picture on a private jet and posted it and someone saw him real time on the airplane and coach?
Yes, but who amongst us hasn't done that?
I love it.
Who amongst us have? Well, I don't really tell a lot of lies on my social media. I think it would be pretty clear. Like,
my social media is insane.
Yes, it's a hodgepodge of my mind.
It's like work and stuff, and then somehow I'm in Malibu with a furry hat on, cutting fruit at a very gay party.
Cutting fruit at the gays' house. Yes,
the gays needed fruit.
But sometimes it's
and
real
I'm a
money.
Gay and I understand.
It's so real like, money to be made online. So why wouldn't you pretend like you were on a yacht? It's called a late post, a late gram. That's
I love
okay.
a late gram. But just the only thing that I want to say again about the catfish thing is that I feel like if you like meet somebody that was catfishing you, but y'all were in love, baby, you pansexual. Just be with them.
Right. Just be with them.
Just be with them. At you love point. Them. Like, you love them.
Like, you know you're not talking to Megan Fox. Like,
right.
just be okay with, like, you know what? I actually really deeply connected with this person. Now, it is strange when it's actually, like, somebody's ex-girlfriend that was trying to do it to you. But even that, yeah. I can kind of respect the method acting that took.
Maybe spin the block. Get back together.
Get back together.
Y'all clearly love each other.
Get back with your ex. I don't know.
Get back with your ex.
Get back with your ex.
2024.
If you don't learn anything from the pod today, get back with your ex.
Get back with your ex. That is the scammiest advice ever.
Ain't nobody else out there.
Ain't nobody else.
Just call them back.
Yes. It really ain't nobody else out there. I'm telling y'all.
I mean, I'm married and I just know. Me and Ben be posted up looking at the street. Like, ain't nobody else out there.
No. And you got a good one.
He's a good one.
Yes.
I like him a little bit.
Scams! Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have 3 different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hot!
So let's get into our next segment here.
Ew, okay.
What's Hot and Fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about a poppin' scam in the zeitgeist, so hopefully they don't get scammed. And y'all know more often than not these days, email scamgoddesspod@gmail.com to share your stories. Snitch on your friends, your family, your enemies, your cousins, your uncle. We love it.
Not my uncle. He got to make his sales, but snitch on your uncle, yes.
Okay, Amber Uncle real good and powerful. He flicking lights on and off. He doing his job. I love it. So I just need a fake name for this person. We don't care about gender. It could be anything.
Let's go with Curtis.
Oh.
We love a Curtis.
I love a Curtis.
Have you met a Curtis you didn't love?
No. Always so jovial. Mm-hmm. And Curtis will fix your flat tire.
Yes.
He'll pull over and be like, baby girl, what you doing?
But not in like a predatory way.
No,
it's like,
not
you know
at
what?
All.
He's reliable.
Like, he like, baby girl, what you doing? You got a spare in the back?
Yes.
Oh, no. And he got a cigarette just hanging off his lip.
Oh, always.
Constantly.
It's been there since 1971.
I don't even know if he's smoking it. It's
he's
just
not
hanging.
Smoking it. It's just for the character.
It's just for the vibe.
He's like the opposite of the boogeyman or something like
that.
Or
like a toothpick Curtis.
Oh, we love a toothpick Curtis. Mm. He hasn't even eaten that day. Just with the toothpick.
But he's constantly flossing with that toothpick. Okay? His oral health on 10. Okay? I love it. So Curtis. Curtis says, "Hi, Lacey. My friend." Yes, snitch on your friend. Ooh. Love it. "My friend just told me about some hateful BS that her and her roommates are going through at the hands of a big property management company. The company did so many unethical and illegal things during their tenancy that they are actually part of a class action lawsuit." I love a class action lawsuit because I feel like that's our version of an angry mob now.
Yes, we've assembled the troops.
We assembled the troops.
We got a comment and then we section go to court. Together. And we doing something about
somebody
it.
Somebody got crutches. Somebody got a neck brace. And we yep. getting our money.
Absolutely. A productive mob. Yes.
Legal mob.
A legal mob. Crime mob.
Crime mob. Oh. And now you know how to be like, nut, if you bet. Nut. I come in the club shaking my dress.
We would call that a crime mob.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we would call that a crime mob. And we love it. So also I want to pause and say, I live in a big management kind of building. Mm-hmm. And it is... It has its ups, you know, because there's like a lobby and people work there and, you know, management services and maintenance is like super quick. But it is kind of scammy because of how much they're charging you.
Of course.
And my building tried to raise my rent. And I'm like, baby, you ain't raised the quality of this building. And also me and my neighbors, we a crime mob. So we know all the tea in the building. And the former building manager, mm-hmm. he was really good at his job. But he would be drunk a lot.
but listen,
if it's 10 p.m. and you locked out, he gonna toddle on over there. Don't like about the factory.
If you raising your prices,
the factory.
Don't let one person in this building be slipping up on me, because I will call all of the. I'm a snitch. I will tell who's sleeping with
not
who.
Not you, a stool pigeon.
Who's sleeping with who? Who was drunk on the job? Who,
that's not a snitch. That's an auntie that's spilling the tea.
Oh, are you kidding? But I'm saying, I'm going to say that in the letter back. I would be like,
yes.
I'm okay with you raising the rent, but the following things also need to be fixed.
Amber, you
are
reading.
I saw a mouse in 301.
You are.
I saw somebody got a dog in 538. Jeff is always drunk.
Jeff
and he
is
showed me
drunk.
His penis one night.
Girl,
October 15th.
You are reading my mind.
I would put all of those complaints
because
in a strongly worded letter.
He had went into somebody's apartment.
Yep.
And he's a small man, not threatening, but he was drunk.
Oh, he definitely showed
somebody
his penis.
Somebody had emailed a bigger gay man. And this is a little gay man mm-hmm. who was a drunk manager. The bear, he, not the TV show, but a larger gay man. He had emailed on a Sunday night at like 10 o'clock expecting a response on Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I'm missing a package. Why did this man, this manager man, toddle all over there, drunk, smelling like a vodka factory? He knocks on the door, and the bigger guy, he is like, oh, thank you for my package. I didn't expect to get it tonight. It's 11 p.m., mm-hmm. right? And the little manager, he walks in. And he's like, oh, you making cocktails? Make me one. Sits on
get
this man's
here,
couch.
Gay Goldilocks. What are you doing in here? You stole my package and now you want more.
Literally. So then he's like making him a drink because he has a key to your house. So you don't want to make it too weird, right?
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't like physically threatening to him, right? He's just right. like, oh, you're drunk. I'm just going to like
annoying.
Pacify you, whatever. Why this man sit on the couch? He drink his cocktail and he was like, what did you say? You want me to suck your dick? And the man was like, I didn't
the manager?
Say that. The manager.
Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't raising no prices, right? If I knew all of
that. They had given him month to month. So I was like, I want month to month.
Yep.
You not raising my rent because I know what's going on around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. People's dicks are getting sucked in this building. You definitely couldn't raise my rent with that
absolutely
much tea.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Like, you can, and you can do it with the rest of the people down the way. I'll worry about them later. They got to collect their own tea.
Right.
But if that kind of riffraff was going on in my building, absolutely not.
I sent an email and I sent some tea and I said, no, thank you.
And I got screenshots.
Right.
Yeah, you ain't got no screenshots, of course. But be like.
But you got to tell them you got screenshots.
Of course. I'll be speaking to my lawyer about this, a.k.a. my sister. Yes.
Right. Yes. So to continue the letter. So they're doing all this unethical stuff. But the last thing that they do is so beyond petty. It's unbelievable. So this is the building.
The management company.
The company, yes. When all the tenants started to move out, you know, they're skirt, they're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They cleaned out their places really well to make sure that they got their deposits back. As one does when one absolutely needs that money back to continue surviving in this late capitalist hellscape, right? You got to put that deposit on another deposit. And mm-hmm. So the rental company put all the roommates' names, because they were all like roommates, and now they're a class action lawsuit is happening. So the rental company put all the roommates' names on a security deposit check, making it nearly impossible to cash.
Oh my gosh.
How you gonna put everybody's name on a check? What you mean group check?
And they hand wrote the check?
First they all, printed it out. I feel like they printed it out to be petty.
Why are we writing checks in 2024? Venmo me that my half a deposit so right. I can get the step in.
Cash at me.
Right. Like, why are you writing checks? And then you wrote four girls' names on it.
Five.
Oh my gosh.
Now, Curtis, I'm looking at you. How you got five people in an apartment? What kind of apartment is that?
It's hard out here.
Were y'all in the coterie? Was it the good? Was it the good trouble?
Like the suite or something? Was it?
Five people.
Maybe they got like a little band going.
Okay. But the rental company put all their name on the check, which is so rude and disrespectful and hilarious. Okay, so these five grown-ass adults all coordinated to show up at the bank. And the bank, so then now they got to get their schedules together.
To go to the bank.
They got to go together. It's a group check.
Down to the J.P. Morgan and Chase.
It's a group check.
Wow. A group check is wild.
So they got to get on, like, the scheduling app. And they're like, okay, put it on your Google Calendar. And we're going to cash our check together. Five people. So they go to the bank. And the bank was just like, no, we won't cash this.
Why?
It's too many names on the check.
But we all here. now the bank doing some scamming.
Right.
But we all got our schedules together.
It's giving Wells
Fargo. Right. Yes.
It's giving, we going to put you in a conservatorship.
Like, what?
What do you mean you can't cash our group check?
This is like when you go to dinner and they're like, well, we got to wait till everybody's seated. But we're all here. We might be waiting on one person, but come on, just sit us down.
I'm also kind of wondering if it's a group check. And y'all, I guess y'all trying to cash it. Because I'm like, y'all all can't have the same bank. Five of you all have the same bank?
That no. is weird.
Right. So the bank is like, no, ma'am. We not cashing no group check. So my friend took it to the check cashing store. Like a payday advance type place. We know what you're talking about.
Right, yeah.
Next to the liquor store.
Maybe Lace's next guess, but I know exactly what a check cash place is. Right.
Absolutely. And they're going to take some of your check, too. They like some for you at the check cashing place. But the bank will give you all of it, obviously. So she says those sketchy MFs wouldn't cash it. The check cashing place. The most seedy.
This is where they draw the line. A group check.
Y'all do so much wire fraud over there.
Fraud. Embezzlement.
And y'all won't catch it.
So did the whole group go to the bank?
The group had to coordinate again.
To the checks cash? Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
They got to get in a sedan.
So we're on our third hangout at this point, and yes. We still ain't got no money.
We ain't got no money. They're like, we all hear Western Union, and Western Union's like, we do a lot of crime. This is a step too far. But you come in there, and you be like, hey, Western Union, I'm going to do a little embezzlement. They be like, yeah, absolutely, sure.
Also, like,
sure.
How much was this check for? You're like, if it's a security deposit, it couldn't have been no more than $2,000-$3,000 max, right? Maybe four. What?
It's five people. It's five people's individual deposit, I'm thinking. No, you're wrong. I mean, I'm wrong. Because if you all live in the same place, it's one security deposit.
It's one security deposit. So everybody's cut couldn't have been no more than $500 to $1,000. Like, I'm not asking.
If you got to live with five people, you can't have that much money.
Like, I'm not cashing a $10,000 group check. Like, this is probably about $2,000. $2,500.
What if it's like $250?
It's probably, I would, Curtis.
Is it divisible by five?
Curtis, I would love to hear how much this check was worth.
We need to know how much the check is, okay? Snitch on your friend. Ask your friend, like, put it in casual conversation at brunch. So, girl, how much was that check?
What's the check?
Like, your friend is like, oh, my God, this breakup has been so hard. And you're like, yeah, girl. And how much was that rent deposit check?
How much was your group check, girl? A group check is insane.
So, to finish this up, the check cashing place said no. I feel like now this is like the story of Jesus and Mary.
Everybody. With the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, like somebody got to let us have the Messiah.
Right.
Open up. Yeah.
Please. Let's find a barn. So no one's going to cash it, right? The teller there said she had seen rental companies put actual babies' names on the security deposit check. So people have to bring their child's birth certificate and ID to get the money. So that's like, Amber, if you left your apartment, right, and you got a toddler, they write the toddler's name like on the check. So to the baby.
Why?
To be petty.
Write me the check. What's next? You gonna write the dog a check?
Yes. Like Fido, and you got to bring Fido in, and he better have ID.
Like, with the, like, how? Just give me my money.
Honestly, I'm on the rental company side at this point because this is hilarious.
Oh my gosh! Like, run me that check.
They said if you gonna sue, you sue me. You sue me.
Yeah.
You never getting your money.
I don't. Or was it too much to just write one person's name on it? Or are they just being petty? Just being petty.
Yes. And I love that the sketchy teller was like, and let me tell you some more tea about how people do this. I seen it. Okay.
I hate so basically that these useless piece of information. I'm like, you cashing this or not? I don't want to hear no tea from
Why
you.
Why are we chatting?
Give me the money.
Give me the money.
Don't tell me
She's
about
like,
your
I can't
day.
Give you the money, but girl, let me tell you.
Yeah, like if you're not frustrated now, just wait.
No.
Stop.
So basically, these companies are trying to make such a hassle to cash the check that tenants just give up and the company gets to keep the security deposit. She talked to the renter's legal support hotline and they said it's technically legal, but shady as hell. God help these landlords because they really need real jobs. They do.
They do.
Landlording is not a job. It's not a profession.
It's not a job. Oh, it's not a job.
You're just fucking up the housing market.
You're
a leech on society.
It's a terrorist organization. Should I say that?
Yeah.
You're like
a bed bug.
You
like,
are.
You're eating
like,
on me. And you're now just you're, eating on me. And like, you're in my bed and you're not working.
And if you spent my security deposit, just say that.
Just say that.
Pay me my security deposit back on a payment plan.
Because my time is money. I got to coordinate with five people.
Five people.
To show up at every place.
But if I wrote you and the doorman and the lady that runs the laundry room, if I wrote y'all a check and put all your names on it, you wouldn't like that very much for the rent, would you?
No.
You wouldn't like that.
That's what y'all should be doing. I'm going to put six people on. I'm going to... Celino and Barnes.
Right. Like, everybody... Like, we gonna just do this together.
Yeah, let's
How
get
about this?
Back.
How about I ain't moving out no more?
Right.
How about I'm going to squat? Because I got
staying.
Squatter's rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
We like rights.
And you going to house me?
That's so how the song go. Exactly.
These landlords, they have too much time on their hands to think about ways to scam us because they ain't got no job. When you ain't got no job, you got time on your hands. So Curtis says it's shameful. I thought the congregation should know this is something to look out for when you rent from a big shitty company. And then, there's some really nice things at the end. Thank you, Curtis. This was beautiful.
I'm sorry, Curtis.
And I hate it for your friend. Love it for me. Hate it for your friend.
Hate it for your friend. We have to have some sort of regulations around landlords. And like, what's the end game here? Because we could all work together.
Yeah.
Like, we want places to stay, and y'all want people in those rooms. So why don't we just work together?
We have tenants' rights, but as you can see, they can skirt around it. I didn't know you could have a group check.
A group check, it should definitely be illegal. A group project should be illegal.
Right, because it's always one person. Group. Remember that joke? They'd be like, I just want everybody in my group project to lower me in my grave when I die so they can let me down one more time.
I used to hate group projects because, you know, I was running the show.
Oh, I know you were.
A delegating tasks, mm-hmm. reminding, you know, fifth grade me, sending out reminders like, hey, Matthew, the one part,
right.
you just
Where's
have the
part?
Conclusion.
Matthew.
Literally just
Every
wrap
Matt
up.
Every Matt is a scam. Matt ain't doing it.
Every Matthew is a scammer.
Matt is vibes. He's just like.
Just wrap up what I just said at the top with the thesis part, right? Just mm-hmm. literally repeat it, but in your voice.
I had
Couldn't
a guy in a business class. He plagiarized part of the group project. And I ran it through because I was like, I was reading it. And I was like, this sounds familiar to me. Like, I done read this before. And I ran it through and I was like, you fucking plagiarized this. You could have got us all kicked out of college.
I definitely had somebody do that when I was getting my master's degree. And and he didn't even try to embellish it a little bit. I was like, Joe, you submitted a paper that said you're a black woman who was raised in the South. You didn't even read what I wrote.
He's like, that's how I feel.
inside.
I'm a Dolezal. Like, okay?
Literally. I was like, sir, you didn't even try. So, yeah, like group sometimes. Projects. Ugh.
But the last group project that I think y'all five roommates should do is go to the company and jump them.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. That is one perk of having a group. It's like either become a band or become a gang.
Yes. And if you can give me a group check, come outside. We ain't finna jump you.
305. We riding out here.
We ain't finna jump you.
We just want to talk.
Oh,
man. Or you know what I would do? I would be like, okay, ladies. Ladies of room 305. We not getting our deposit.
Nope.
He did this on purpose.
Yep.
So we should go break some shit in the room because the whole
point. We're not getting the deposit back.
He probably hasn't changed the locks yet because he's sitting back there. So why don't we just post up, have a party. Have a party with nothing in here. Like, let's just drink. Let's start a little living room fire and be out. Because I'm getting the deposit back because I've been a good tenant.
Right.
Because you don't, nothing's broken. So that these two cancel out, I got to break some shit.
Right.
That's what makes sense
then
in my mind.
That's even. That's an even exchange.
Even. Even Stevens.
Because you're going to need that money.
Exactly.
Because we're going to come through with like a baseball bat. I'm Angela Bassett setting the car on fire.
It's like, oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, Marco. Just take it out of the security deposit.
Take it out of the security deposit.
Oh, wait. Well, good luck. That's what I would do.
God bless. Tell your friend to do that. They got to go fuck up that stuff. But I guess they're doing the lawsuit. That's more classy.
You say so. Law is good.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream, are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Now it's time to get to my favorite part of the show, historic hoodwinks. And we're so geeked, Amber. We're just cheesing at each other because we know what we're talking about. So, y'all, in a 52-part TikTok series, a woman who goes by the name Risa told a story of how she met, dated, married and divorced a pathological liar. I call that make-believe. He was just make-believing.
A make-believe man.
Okay, he was an improviser. Yes.
Who amongst us hasn't hopped into a set, red ball, you know?
So I'm a child of UCB, okay? Yes, and.
Yes, and.
to the lies. He said, yes, and I'm gonna tell more lies.
More lies. Oh. A small part that you're like, respect.
Right.
Like, just live in your own world.
So, shout out Teresa. You're a queen. We will not be making fun of you. We love you.
We love
okay?
you, Risa Tisa.
And Risa, that this one bust down with the blonde in the front, oh, giving. Yeah. We enjoyed that one.
Giving. I would have I would have enjoyed maybe one or two wig changes throughout the 50-part series.
Ooh.
Just saying, just if we want to zoom out and critique it for the art that it is.
Yes, I it's art. It's because
we
art.
Did we had set changes.
We did.
We had a car and then we had home.
Well, I feel like that's enough. She gave you car, she gave you home, she gave you different scene locations.
Yes. I would have enjoyed just one or two, like hearing one more voice in the back, you know. Even if it was somebody giving her like a cup at a drive-thru, just something.
What about a little smoke alarm that you ain't put the battery in?
A smoke alarm battery. Because she gave us another look when she didn't have the wig on in one scene.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, a black woman's taking her wig off? Like, this is about to be very serious. And then she gave us a little drama at the end of the series with a little song underneath. So she knew what she was doing.
What you're actually saying is you have no critiques.
I love her. I'm a fan.
I am a huge fan. You wanted a Tyler Perry wig moment.
Just a little, like a little kitty cat wig.
I know they're sharing the same wig, Tyler. When the camera ain't on you, they take the wig off and throw it to the other actor. And
Sisterhood.
She put it on real quick.
Sisterhood of the traveling wig is what they're giving to Tyler Perry. But yeah.
Okay, Risa, I love you.
I love you, Risa Tisa.
It's all love.
It's all
love. So, Risa Tisa. And I want to clarify that this story broke the internet.
Oh, of course.
It was everywhere.
Broke it in half.
We were watching Risa's movie, couldn't wait for the next installment. Mm-hmm. Cinema. Okay?
Cinema. Theater.
So I could not wait to do this episode with you because it's just about to be
Risa made my numbers go up. So
yes.
I'm a fan.
Risa blessing the queens out here.
We stand on Risa's shoulders. Yes,
we really do. And Risa, I also want to say, because I heard this in your video, that you were like, oh, you know, it's kind of my fault and blah, blah. It's not your fault at all. None of this is your fault. And we don't victim blame.
We don't victim blame.
No.
There were one or two moments where I was like, now, Reese, come on, baby. But we all were in the pandemic struggling.
Yeah.
So when we all thought the world was falling apart, we all did things we shouldn't have done.
And also, I want to say the title of this series is phenomenal.
It's got good replay value.
Who the fuck did I marry? And she made it a little Christian, if you don't want to see the curse words. And she said, who TF did I marry?
It was a clean set.
A queen.
Set.
A clean set. She had everybody. The heathens and the Christians who don't want to read the curses of the words.
And it's great because, you know, a great piece of content online breathes life into other pieces. So it's like, who the F did my hair? Who the F sold me this donut?
Oh, my goodness.
Who the F did I date? Who the F did I give birth to? You can just do it again and again and again.
Who the F did I let fix my car?
That works.
Who the F gave me a massage?
Who the F taught me history lessons? Who the F raised me?
It's
so clever.
Who?
Who? Now I want to watch that. Who hit you?
Listen, I've been hit by a car a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I lived in New York. You can't not get hit by a car a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. You get clipped, you know.
That's why I'm going to stay right here down to Los Angeles County.
That's a part of New York culture.
Just you know, getting hit by cars.
Yes, and suffering, but pretending that you love it.
Pretending that you love getting hit by cars.
You're like, I love the culture here. I love seeing a man on the subway jacking off. The smell of pee on the streets, it wafts like a perfume.
Of course. I'm just going to have to take your word for it. That's a glowing review.
I love fighting people on the train. What do you mean?
Who the F did I fight?
Yeah, who the F did I fight?
Because sometimes you be... I've definitely watched a video back of me drunk the night before, and I'm swinging on a tree. Who the F did I fight?
You know what? That tree deserved it, probably.
She was.
You had to give
shit.
Hands, okay?
Yes, I did.
But you know, I'm trying to own Arbor Day. Like, you know how Mariah Carey owns Christmas?
Of course.
And I want my own moment.
Of course. Arbor Day.
Yes.
I saw you as a Flag Day girl myself. But Arbor Day works.
Ooh, Flag Day is real good.
Flag Day is very good.
That could be also... Okay.
Trees are cute too, though.
But what do I talk about with flags?
Just the different colors and like big wave. Flags, red flags.
Wave.
Red. I mean, you can do a whole.
Wave your flag.
See?
Wave. Wave.
See y'all.
Wave. Oh, yes. Okay, I'm my own flag day. They got to play it.
Green
flags. Everybody got
to
play it.
Red flags when it comes to, you remember? She said, it was so many red flags, you would have thought I was colorblind.
Yes.
And when flag day comes around,
we do. Oh,
you do a number.
And the people are dancing. Oh. Flag sales go up. Everybody benefits.
Exactly.
Yes. Wave your flag.
And then a car crashes through the group in New York.
Wave. Yes, it's happening. Oh, I love it.
Wave your
flag. I own that.
You do, you do.
Yes. So
let me audition.
How
for
did we get here?
Let me audition.
You got to be in it. It's a group now.
Okay, good, good, good.
We could we could go half on the flag.
We can go half.
Yeah,
I don't do group checks. We can go
no
half.
No group checks. No but group. We can go
we
half
can,
on
we can
the
split
flag.
A check.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so I don't know how we got here. I think we were talking about Risa's influence,
ooh,
right?
Risa Tisa.
So you're the moment, Risa.
Yeah,
you're an icon. Okay, we love
legendary.
You. So let's talk about Risa. How did she meet her ex-husband? Risa Tisa, an Atlanta-based TikTok user, and I also want to say that Atlanta has one of the highest rates for fraud. Like Georgia's...
Oh, of course.
In the country, Georgia's number one.
Oh, I could... I'm from Athens, Georgia. I got my phone stolen in fourth grade.
Yeah, that's a rite of passage.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
If your window has not been bust in Atlanta, you wasn't there long enough.
Right. You're not a real Georgian.
Absolutely.
So... Atlanta-based TikTok user Risa Tisa told the story of her nightmare marriage over 52 videos, approximating roughly 500 minutes or over 8 hours of content.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make this shorter for y'all. We're not going to make it that long.
I think we should double the time that Risa
we're
said,
16-hour podcast. Buckle up. No, but to captivate people for that long,
mm-hmm.
which actually isn't hard on TikTok because sometimes I'll be on there and I think like, oh, I'm just going to watch one video. And next thing I know, I'm watching people in prison make Laffy Taffy. And I'm like, this is so good.
And they're so
and
good
then
at
3
it.
Hours is gone.
I want a piece. Yes.
It looked bussing.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah, TikTok has a way of doing that to people.
It'll suck you in. So 8 hours of content is wild, though. Risa met her ex-husband, whom she refers to as Legion in the videos, right? We calling him Legion. In March of 2020, that's when she met him, on a Facebook dating site. Facebook's dating site? Facebook got a dating site?
People are dating on Facebook.
It says Facebook's dating site.
Yes.
It's not like he slid in the DMs on Facebook. They got
a separate site for dating.
Mark Zuckerberg, how many things do you need?
It's kind of genius, though.
It is.
A little bit. They need like...
But I feel like Mark
companies
is gonna,
need to get
he's
it together.
Trying to own me.
Oh yeah. Oh, he been on me.
Yeah. You're right.
At the very least, I'm leasing myself to him.
Oh, for sure.
I am addicted to the internet.
He definitely got down payments.
Oh,
on
for
us
sure. For
from
sure.
Venmo.
But the other girls need to get like the other sites need to like I would love if Google had a dating portion. It's like, ooh. Oh, I see Lacey reviewed this restaurant. I reviewed it. Maybe we could hang out.
Yelp could definitely do
Yelp
that.
Yelp dating would go crazy.
Spotify would be lit. If
see?
Your pod, like if you make a playlist that's
it's like we have similar music
else.
Tastes.
Yeah, we, yes.
Why wouldn't we go on a date?
Oh, that's cute. We just gave y'all ideas. I know y'all gonna mm-hmm. take them.
Watch Google dating come out later this year.
So she met him on the Facebook dating site just 2.5 weeks before the beginning of the first COVID lockdown. So they started talking right before Tom Hanks got the Rona and the NBA shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I remember that day. Because that was when everybody was like, oh, we have to take this serious. Not Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Tom and Rita was big.
And Rita, they were like, everybody indoors. Indoors.
Yes, like when the good whites got COVID,
not
we were like,
ones.
Oh,
no
one's safe.
Mm-mm.
No one's safe.
No.
Chet ain't got it. Just Tom and Rita. Oh, we're going down.
I bet Chet ain't never got it.
Chet.
Wagwan
Chet. Gave it to them.
Chet gave it to them.
Not
right.
Chet Hanks, our Jamaican king.
Our
Lord.
Jamaican king, Wagwan. We love Chet. So everything shuts down, right?
Mm-hmm.
COVID lockdown, except for the essential workers.
Of course.
Which we don't pay essentially, which
right.
is wild. You know? Because
oh,
they
no,
are
it's
essential.
A crazy time.
I feel like the essential workers at that time should have, like, unioned up. They should have had a gang.
Oh, for sure.
And be like, we not working at this McDonald's unless you raise the minimum.
Yeah.
Grocery stores, We ain't pulling up.
We not pulling up. But they did day after day. We were just like, hey, I hope y'all are good. We going back home.
Yeah.
And you have to just survive the germs.
It's amazing. We love y'all. So they locked down. On the way to their first date, Risa blew a tire and Legion wooed her by showing up to the gas station to change it. And then on top, he paid for a new tire. He said, baby, let's go to AutoZone.
I ain't even gonna hold it. That would have got my pants off too.
Mm, yeah.
You can fix it. You can fix a tire
and then buy me a new one.
A new tire. You didn't even have me going home on the donut.
You bought me a new one. Disintegrated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We having sex at the AutoZone.
Yeah.
Like right next to the antifreeze. This is crazy.
It's just a simple thing. Like, because people like to give her a hard time about, like, that's all it took. Has a man ever changed your tire?
Right. A man who's pretty sexy. Who you've been talking to.
Man, woman, whoever. Yes.
And they buy you a new tire? You tricking off on me?
You all under the hood and
things? Oh, shit. Ooh,
yeah.
Amber, you won't go under a hood to change a tire.
See, like I said, not much. It don't take much. He's like, ooh, let me put some more washer fluid in here. I'm like, okay, ooh, King.
Okay. Okay, y'all needed some window fluids. I did.
I need some antifreeze.
Oh, you put some air in my tire too. Oh, my God.
So a whole tire change with the jack. Okay, that's the one with the jack, right?
With the jack, yes. That's sexy. Then he turning the jack down. It's so erotic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would have been gone too, Risa. Gone.
Gone.
And to your point of people being like, that's all it took, y'all need to be serious. Because y'all be fucking the text man's for text.
For way less.
Okay? Way less.
I fucked my cable guy once. This is before Ben. Everybody's fucked their cable guy, Lacey.
Okay, I did have one cable guy who was fine as hell.
See?
And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it.
Cable?
I was like, Lacey, you are crazy right now. What are you doing? He was mounting my TV.
Don't mount my TV. If you can mount my TV, you can mount me. We just took a turn.
Say less.
So I'm not mad at
Risa. We're with you, Risa. We're with you.
And
we're on your side.
To the factory. Mm. We'll get there, though.
Ooh. So when they reached the restaurant, they immediately talked about what they were looking for in a relationship. Don't be serious, too. Because you know the men's is love to be like, I just want to get to know you. Mm-hmm. I just want to have fun.
Right.
Yeah. I want to be friends with sexuals.
It's like,
no.
Sir, we're 38.
Like, be serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they so DeLulu. They really DeLulu. they think they have all the time in the world. Like, bro, you got, like, your arteries is busting. Like,
right.
You better fall in love right now. Like
sir, you're not
now.
Healthy. We need this to happen in the next 6 months.
What's your A1C? And why are you playing with me? Let's fall in love. So, now he's intentional, right? He's
of
already
course.
Changed the tire. She's already with him, right? Legion had been married once before, so they both said they were wanting to date to marry, right? And this is what Risa allegedly, don't sue us, Legion, said. She
with
said
what?
That he said this, right?
Okay.
As a man, I'm ready to get married, but I want to be for real because the first time really hurt me when she cheated on me.
It just sounds like something like a kid would write down, like a little boy would write down in his fifth grade little journal, like, as a man, you know, I'm trying to marry, like with the Moesha music in the background. But I guess like in person over some cheesecake, that don't sound too bad.
Oh, no, not at all. Like, and she's gone already. So,
yes.
This sounded good,
yes,
right? She's like, I'll never cheat on you.
He stacked the deck with that tire. Of course I would
never
cheat
on
you.
Come on
you
now.
Change my tires, daddy. I ain't cheating on you.
I ain't never cheating on you. Come on, be serious. Okay, you my Michelin man.
My Michelin.
Ooh, yes. So, he also told her he had gone to college in San Diego and played arena football professionally, which left him with substantial funds in an offshore account.
Sure. It sounds convincing enough.
I have a really good accountant. And I was like, so when can I start offshore?
Right. Of course.
And he was like, you don't have offshore money yet.
Oh.
But I just wanted to send it off the shore.
Right, right. Can I just like travel with it overseas and then come back and make like I have an offshore?
If I have offshore money,
have an offshore
what about
account?
Off lake money?
Do
I have like off puddle money? Come on.
Like, you know. Off the island.
So
money.
Also arena football, it ain't paying like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so absurd that it kind of is believable. Like, no, yeah. Like, who knows a lot about arena football?
I don't. And I don't know what they get paid. So that's why it was perfect.
It was perfect. It was perfect that he said that.
Because the NFL, that's too Googleable.
Yes. It's way too easy. Yeah. But arena? I can't remember the last time I searched the arena football roster. I really can't.
I've never seen it.
That was a brilliant lie. Mm. I'm not Team Legion, but that you get a slight point for me for that.
That's talent. It's like,
yeah. Very obscure.
We love it. So he got that arena football loan money.
Of course.
It's offshore. Okay. And he also told her that he worked for Apple in California before moving to Atlanta to be the vice president of production at a condiment company.
Also believable. Silicon Valley. And now, and I have done a brand deal for Heinz Ketchup. The checks are very good. So that's believable.
Yeah, because Heinz is
Heinz
out
is
here.
That girl.
That girl.
So maybe it wasn't that condiment company, but like there are condiments it was Heinz and Hunt's.
That's a
trend. It's condiments at every barbecue. So I can also believe that he was a production manager there.
Yeah.
Great lie.
But is it? Because Silicon Valley and now.
But you could run their social media campaigns.
He said production, though. He said he's doing production, vice president of production at the condiment company.
But you can't, like, having a man change your tire and then tell you, and then he tell you about his life, that's like being drunk a little bit. So it's like, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, what y'all be producting over
Apple,
there?
Computers and ketchup. Sounds
did you meet Mark Zuckerberger?
Mm-hmm. What was that like? That's probably
what
she was.
What was that like?
Stars in her eyes.
Yes.
The first date.
So in regards to family, Legion said he had several siblings, two brothers, two sisters, and two half-brothers. Very believable.
Very believable.
Yes. Just 2 weeks after they first started dating, the pandemic hit, right? And the couple decided to quarantine together, even though it went against Reese's Christian values to live with an unmarried man. But it's quarantine.
It's quarantine.
They decided they were going to do a pod. That's when people started cheating.
Yes.
At first, people was like, oh, I'm going to be alone. I'm really going to stick it out. I'm doing this for my country. And then people were like, ooh.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to die of loneliness and starvation.
And if you had COVID, it was like so shameful. They'd be like, how did you get it?
Oh, it was.
You went on vacation.
Bubonic plague.
You're disgusting.
You filthy. We sick shamed everybody until
we
all got it.
We sick shamed everybody. And then we were like, oh, this is normal. The pandemic over. We were sick shaming the hell out of people.
Oh, yeah.
If you got COVID, we were like, we know what you did.
It was like the Salem witch trials again.
It really
like,
was.
Like, I saw your Instagram story.
Yeah, we're throwing you in the river.
Yes.
We know what you did. But then people started cheating and being like, you want to be in a pod? We're only seeing each other. That's
exactly.
Our agreement. Just us four.
Even the moving in,
lying.
I can still kind of say, maybe not 2 weeks, but again, the world is ending.
Yeah.
We all saw Titanic.
We did.
Like Jack and Rose, they started dating. Like,
and this is very much
and she left her man.
Jack and Rose.
It is.
And it
What's
already involves a car. She got to get in there and fog it up and just slowly put
yes,
it in.
Yes, with the handprint.
Yes, Risa. But we know you Christian. We know you got your values, so okay. So you was shacking up, but that's okay.
We was shacking up per the church.
Per the church. That wasn't us. That's per the church. So Legion moved from his studios to her 3-bedroom townhouse and began paying household bills. So he was in a studio, but he
of
got arena long money.
You got offshore money, and
but your bedrooms are offshore too. Because where they at? And I'm not studio shaming. I'm just this particular man. I've seen some great studios, but this particular man, he said he got long money.
Yeah, one of these things is not like the other.
No. Mm-hmm. So he said he was close with his family and would call his brother every day while we send them live together. Right. So he on
that
the phone.
That should have been a sign too.
Right, every day.
I'm married to a man. He barely called his family.
Yeah. We send little SOS texts and be like, we alive in the group chat.
I'm like, it's your mama's birthday. Call her.
Yeah, you can call her special occasions. No, I'm kidding. Call your mamas. Okay, every day. Every day is a lot. But, okay, we're going to buy it. So Legion would tell his brother how much he loved Risa and wanted to marry her. And though Risa never spoke on the phone with his brother, Legion would relay messages between them. So Risa would be in the bathroom getting ready or something. And then he on the phone with the brother like, Man, I just love Risa so much. I want to marry her.
That's right.
I want to be with her forever.
And she's still reeling off of that tire change. Like, yes. Ooh, he said he loved me from the other room, right. Y'all. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And she listening. She like that, you know that meme of, what's her name? Olivia... Oh, Octavia Spencer. You know the one that was she listening and Ma? Like,
oh, of course. Just like smiling, like yeah. Near the tree. Like,
right. Risa like,
he called his brother every morning. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm loved. Yes. Okay. So not long after he moved in, Legion insisted they started looking for a house together. Legion claimed he had substantial funds to pay the down payment on a relatively expensive home and in cash. And that his company was even going to pay for his relocation. So haven't you already relocated? Mm-hmm. So what are you talking about? What is you saying?
So the company...
Oh, you know what? This is how he got away with the studio. He was probably saying it was temporary housing.
Of course. Because they, you know, they just moved me out here for the new position.
And I got to find my mansion. So, you know, I can't just get a mansion all willy-nilly.
So they just put me up for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all it is. So, however, the process fell through every time with several homes, all for different reasons, including failing to show proof of funds, claiming the inspectors were taking too long, or money needed to be transferred. So, proof of funds falling through, Risa, baby, we're on your side.
We love you, Risa. You changed our lives.
Truly. But proof of funds... It's like the thing that you need to buy things.
A little important.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like money is very much what you need to buy stuff.
That's like kind of like how it worked. Like,
yeah.
Like the money in the bank.
And they want it. And then they give you the house.
Yeah.
In exchange. But you got to give them the money first.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of how that works.
So I don't know if that's.
Even during COVID. That's still how that works.
I don't know if that's a problem we can overcome. But you know what? He's a magician.
We've all done that. I mean, Daddy say he got it, right? Right? Like, he said cash.
Okay, proof of funds, he got it. It's offshore. He got to swim over there. And then we're going to be good. So the process fell through all these times, right? Risa even believed that Legion made a cash offer and closed on their $750,000 dream house before it fell through. Right? Even though he didn't have the money. And what he did, because he didn't show the proof of funds, he was claiming that the inspectors were taking too long. He's stalling. He said the money needs to be transferred.
All of that is very believable as well. I want to note.
Risa even believed that Legion made a cash offer and closed on their $750,000 dream home. Right? Before
I remember that. They went to Home Depot to start buying appliances and everything.
Yes. And this is a big house. You know, in Georgia, houses be housing.
Yes.
I miss housing.
I know. Not here.
Not here.
I can't afford houses.
I've seen
here.
$1.4 million houses, and it's like a shoebox.
Literally.
It's an outhouse, and they're
an outhouse.
Cozy.
Like,
needs a little remodeling.
Just a little charm.
Charming,
quiet neighbor. This is a cemetery. This isn't a place I can live. Quiet neighbors. No one lives here. We're just outside.
What do you
mean? On a plot of land.
There's no roof. And they're like ceiling views.
See, I hate this for her because I know what it's like to go to a home and see your future in it. And then you've been told you have it.
Yeah.
And then something falls through. Like,
yes. That would really... Offer.
Like, that would have really killed my spirit.
Yes. So they had wanted to finish the basement while the contractor didn't want to. Now, this is true. Again, Legion, you got some good stalling techniques. You are a great improviser. Like, you should really get into comedy.
Yeah.
Because you got jokes.
Second City wants you, baby.
Baby.
Quick on your feet.
Yes.
Yes, and.
Honestly, you don't even need to, like, take the classes. Just start instructing.
Just start a montage.
You got
on the street.
You literally have it. So
great world building.
They're like, we want the basement. We need the basement finished. And the contractor's like, I don't want to do that. I just want to sell it. So before Risa knew it, it had been taken off the market and sold to another couple who were okay with the finished basement. Legion got so lucky with this because if the contractor had been like, oh yeah, we'll finish that basement, then ain't no problem.
And they would have started laying down the foundation, mm-hmm. redoing that whole basement.
And then the funds.
Needed proof.
They needed so much proof that they didn't have.
Like, what was your end game, sir? Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're great. So while they were house hunting, Risa learned she was pregnant. And unfortunately, she had a miscarriage shortly after. And she was hospitalized during her miscarriage. And the doctors called Legion's place of work when they were ready to discharge her. So, Risa, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Yes. That is a traumatic event. And you're house hunting and now you're pregnant. I'm sure it feels like a fairy tale.
Yeah, all of the pieces are coming together.
Yeah.
Your family.
Oh, man. Oh, Legion, you're a piece of shit.
Right.
So, when they're ready to discharge her, they call next of kin, right? And that's Legion. His assistant answered saying he was in an important meeting.
About
but
ketchup.
But that he would pick her up in an hour. Oh.
There's a mayo emergency. And you can't come pick up your wife.
We had a mustard murder.
We had a mustard murder.
And we got to get to the bottom of it, okay?
Imagine telling this woman, like, girl, this barbecue meeting is going over. We can't pick you up.
We cannot pick you up, okay?
Oh, yeah. That would have ended me.
Yes. Also, like, I'm in the hospital. I just had a major medical event. What meeting is more important?
What meeting?
He was like, Mr. Hines is here. And I gotta wait. Mr. Hines said I can't leave.
Wow.
Fucked up. So Legion actually showed up to the hospital 3 hours later. So he said, I'll be there in an hour because we got the Mayo meeting. And then he showed up 3 hours later. She's just waiting in the hospital. And the way our hospital systems are set up, I hope that she still had the bed.
Oh, they, you know how they pulled
the
tablecloth from underneath the dishes at a dinner? They probably did it just like that. They probably rolled the wheelchair out and just kicked her out to the street. Like, to the curb. Yeah, like a wheelbarrow. Because they nice until they find out, like, ain't nobody coming for you. We got to go.
We got to go. We need the bed. And this is during COVID.
Yep.
They need that bed.
Oh, they had to turn that bed.
Oh,
completely.
Yeah. She might have been waiting in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're really fucked
That's
up,
horrifying.
Legion. You should have come and picked her up. What the hell are you thinking? So similar problems with the proof and the funds. They happened when they tried to buy cars, okay? Now, at this point, Legion says that he's going to buy Risa a BMW.
Yes. Her dream car.
Oh. This is sad because he promised this and it never materialized.
I don't know what's worse. Like, not picking me up after a miscarriage or all of the empty promises that weren't even in my mind. Like,
right.
I didn't even want a car until you said, I got you, baby.
I
got offshore accounts. I didn't even want a house.
I had three bedrooms.
I had a three-bedroom. I had
a
great situation. And a spirit of Christ.
Right.
And you come over here and we're like, I got you, baby. BMW. Cognac interior.
You're
like, I didn't
giving?
Even know interior came in cognac until
Bedazzled.
You told me. Bedazzled, yes.
The Legion is the lady from Bedazzled.
Yes. Who was that? Elizabeth Hurley,
yes.
Maybe?
Oh, she was so good in
it's
that.
Like, I was
just
actually
offering
fine.
Stuff. Just showed up and was like, hey, I'm the devil. What's up?
I was good on my own. That's
you
the way it was.
House? You want a car? And that, right now we're looking at images of this BMW.
Oh, the cognac. Oh, that is clean.
Oh, look at them seats. That's butter, baby.
I didn't even know they made cognac seats.
So
did they make other wine seats? Riesling seat covers.
Oh,
and
yes.
Rosé.
I would take a rosé.
Interior.
Oh, yes. Or a cognac.
that word is... like, you don't even know, like, because when you're broke, you
this
don't know gonna, these things exist.
No.
I didn't know nothing about offshore accounts
I ain't know
until
nothing
I saw a movie, and I was
right.
like, oh, Wolf of Wall Street. There's
right.
accounts that are
Sweden.
Offshore. How would I have known that?
The
so
Cayman
I didn't even
Islands.
Know. I didn't know nothing about arena football. You
and
know,
also you
BMW know. Probably came up after this as well.
Oh, yes.
Like, Risa Tisa probably put the BMW with the cognac interior. Like, that's BMW stock
the
definitely
economy.
Went up.
Economy.
She's healing
it's
the
like
world.
It's like when Beyonce goes somewhere and everybody gets the hotels and everybody, like, they call it the
boosting
Beyonce
the
bump.
Absolutely.
She's boosting the economy. Also, I want to say that this says they attempted to purchase these cars, right? Which now reminds me that when you attempt to buy a car, you're not looking at it online. You go to the dealership. So she was probably inside this car. She probably test drove
many cars. Yes.
And then herself in it.
This is honestly the same with the houses. You're touring houses. It's sick.
Because she didn't ask for any of this.
It's torture.
And you're just kind of giving her disappointment after disappointment for what?
If someone ever wanted to torture me, I don't know who's listening to this. it wouldn't be like peeling back my fingernails or waterboarding me.
No.
Show me my dream car and then drop me off on the curb. That's torture to me. Show me my dream home
and just
with a backyard. Paint me the picture of my child being out there on a swing set.
Oh.
And then drop me back off of that dump that I live in. That's the best way to torture me. Waterboarding, fine.
Right. I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty.
But my dream life, no. Why are you doing this?
You can't show me that. That's cruel.
So at the same time that he's doing all these disappointments to her, Legion boasted that he had a lot of money, especially to Reese's family, and collected a number of sneakers, watches, and wrestling memorabilia. Despite the difficulties purchasing homes and cars, the couple married in January of 2021. So,
Risa, we trying to stay with you, sis. Despite the difficulties.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Where is the money at?
What? Like, did he have a ring?
Like we need to put out missing posters for the money.
For the money. Even that, what were you wrestling with?
Wrestling memorabilia?
Truth? Why do you have wrestling memorabilia?
And you don't have car money or house money. Why are you collecting things? You start
collecting. I got some belts, though. I don't need rip. Who needs rip money if you got a belt?
The wrestling girlies out there, I don't want to judge y'all too much. He's just lying and doing all this shit. Look at these belts.
That is a waste of.
This is gaudy as hell.
It's
also, you didn't win it.
So garish.
You did not win it. You bought it.
You didn't win it. People with offshore accounts do not have this in their home.
You didn't stone cold nobody.
Nobody.
You don't smell what the rock been cooking. You just want to hold the belt with no achievement? Oh, I hate this
no
man.
No achievement.
I hate this
just,
man
just
bad.
Like a man. Let me buy somebody else's championship ring.
Right. It's mine
like,
now.
What?
Why? So, despite the difficulties purchasing the homes and everything, right, they get married. In January 2021, remember, they got together in March 2020.
Right.
Because that's when the COVID really hit. January 2021, they're getting married. They have not known each other very long.
And in the time that y'all have known each other, everything that could have possibly, it was Murphy's Law. Everything that could have possibly went wrong. And you still said, I see wedding bells.
I do.
You know what? Despite he probably used that to be like, if you're a woman that can stick with me through the struggle, like we gonna make it to the moon.
Yeah, I just gotta swim across the ocean and then I'll get the money.
I got
but
the
before
money, baby.
We do that, baby, like let's get married.
I gotta make sure you down. Cause the man loved to be like, I had to put you through those tests.
Yeah.
To see if you were really with me or not.
That is the most insulting thing that you see on reality TV, like so much. Usually on VH1. That she stuck with me.
Yeah, know, she held me
I
down.
I know I treated her so bad. I cheated on her every day. And I stole her car.
Yes. I was mean to her. I called her ugly.
Every time she was in the shower, I took a little money out of her purse.
Right. But that was a test.
That was a test on your mental. Like,
well, I failed
how much
the test.
Can you fake?
I'm turning my Scantron in. All the answers are incorrect.
0 out of 100.
Like, what? You're not my teacher. What's the test for?
What's the test? How much I could take? No. I bet you he was real nice, though. Like, maybe very encouraging, warm hugs, good penis.
He had an answer for everything.
Yep. So the trouble starts. I thought the trouble had already started, but okay. Just when the trouble
Make
starts.
A little edit here.
Okay.
So the trouble continues.
Yes, right.
The trouble's a toddler now.
So several months later, the compounding lies came to a head when Risa applied for a new job because she wanted to be less dependent on Legion. So
he was paying.
Saying?
He was paying. He was helping with the household. So that's the kind of stuff that you're like, well, he has something.
But she had a bigger place than him, so I assume she was making more money.
Yeah, but she said, I remember her saying that he paid like all the bills and the rent, and she would do like groceries and stuff like that. Something in that world.
So he was working?
She was working, but at some point he started paying the majority of things.
Oh, okay. So as part of the application, she had to undergo a background check for both herself and her husband. So this sounds like a good government check.
Great job.
It's not a group check, but we will group check you before you get the job.
Absolutely. As they should.
As they should.
What a smart thing to do.
So Legion was at first reluctant to give Risa his social security number, and it was then she discovered that his social security number did not match the one on their marriage certificate. Who did I marry?
Who?
Now it's a real question.
Now it's a
Who
crime.
The fuck did I marry? Because the social, I'm married to somebody else.
I'm married to somebody. A different social security number altogether is wild. Like, maybe, like, okay, you know, black people, maybe your cousins call you right. Frank. But your real name is Frederick. Like, you know,
exactly.
There's always something.
Maybe
but a different social.
We call you Ketchup, but your name is Kevin.
But your name
and
is
that's
Kevin.
That's really one of my cousins. Like,
Ray Ray. It's
Shout
always a, you know, a Bojack.
Yeah.
Somebody in the family. But a different social is wild.
On your marriage certificate? Who's social? Who did she marry?
Who?
That's actually a real liability.
It is.
Because
you could have maybe got a divorce from somebody you never even met.
Exactly. And what if that's someone you never even met was like, I won't have.
I hope there's somebody out there that has written my social security number down on their marriage license
I'm
and they're breaking
the up. I'm going to the courthouse right after this.
I will most definitely get a check.
I need to know if I've been married.
Well, that's a free check.
We love a free check. So Risa went digging into Legion's background and uncovered a number of lies. One, he had never lived in California or attended San Diego State University.
I remember
she
that.
She put in that, what's your last address check? And mm-hmm. It was always
and
left.
He kept being like, I was a private citizen. Sir, what?
Sir, what do you mean? That's wild.
Of these United States.
Of the Americas? Okay. So when she confronted Legion, he claimed that his information was not on the student database. Because his father had paid money for him to become a private citizen, mm-hmm. meaning that his private information would not be publicized. So he said, you can't find me because I'm in B613. And so I can't be on
like,
there.
What is this, the Hunger Games? What you mean you a private citizen in a private sector? There should still be some record that you went to school.
A certificate?
Something.
They
diploma.
Give you that when you leave.
Something.
Right. You don't got a ring, class ring, sweatshirt?
Yeah. Show me one picture of you and your roommates.
Right.
We all got a pic from college because we like showing it off
because
we was finer back then. So show me your pic, Legion.
As he had never lived in San Diego, he could not have played football for them. Mm. So she did the math on that one, and it was not mathing. And the Arena Football League Legion claimed to play for earned, right? He got the money with them, right? Earned significant money. Had actually filed for bankruptcy in 2009.
Oh, wow.
When the bank has gone rupsy,
they
can't pay you. They definitely not
like
pay
an
you.
Appendicitis. It's just burst. Yeah. My husband's, the college that he went to at some point lost accreditation. And I remember being like, likely story. let me see some receipts.
Right.
Or maybe they never existed, huh?
Huh? What about that?
That's interesting.
Maybe
I'll file that
the
away.
The school of life.
Right.
You know?
But now it just is like a good roast for when we're fighting.
I love
like,
it.
Like, you can't talk to me. Your school lost accreditation. Oh, yeah.
He went to, what's that one in Atlanta that lost? Morris Brown.
Morris Brown. I think they back, though.
They back? They got their
credit back. They got it back.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Good for them.
They definitely went away and they got it back.
Well, then I want retroactive accreditation for all the people who went to Morris Brown.
Exactly.
I ain't go there. My school stay credited up. Additionally, most arena football players made around $83,000 annually. So that's not offshore money.
No.
In this economy?
83 oof. In this economy is keeping you afloat.
Right. It's hard out
and
here.
And don't have no child.
Ooh, don't have no unemployed people in your house.
Is nothing.
No, none of those roommates who don't contribute.
Oh my gosh.
So also, Legion's job, right? So he didn't go to the college. He didn't make the money at the arena. And now Legion's job is actually a temporary, so not even permanent, forklift driver.
Uh-huh.
Not the vice president of a condiment company.
So you could have put the fork down to pick me up from the miscarriage.
He couldn't because he got to get them hours to pay them bills.
Yes,
yes. His manager was like, nah, you can't leave right now. We got so many forks to lift. What you mean?
I wonder who the assistant was. Do we think that that was, him in a different voice?
He don't even have to do a different voice because the hospital called.
Ah,
they called. So
Risa never talked
Risa
to the assistant.
Talk to him.
So the hospital front desk called his assistant, quote.
Called the
and that was
next
Legion.
Of kin. And that was Legion. And I bet you in the background, it's like, bam, 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 bam.
Because all the forklifts are moving. He's got like a full soundboard and everything like that.
No, that's the sound of forklifts.
I don't even believe he was lifting the fork. I believe he was crashing together toy cars in his room at home.
How are you a temporary forklift driver? What does that even mean? Why are you not permanent? But I feel like they called and the hospital was like, hi, Mr. Legion. We want to let you know Reese is available for pickup. And he was like, actually, this is my assistant. I'm not Mr. Legion. I'm an assistant.
Oh,
and
I've totally done that. Let a bill collector call. And I'm like, oh, Amber's not available right now, but I'm her assistant. I can take a message.
Yeah.
And then you don't take the call. Of course.
Exactly.
I don't have an assistant, you know, but.
You assisting yourself.
I'm assisting myself.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? And when my child is old enough, she'll be the assistant.
Yes, she will. You got to blue ivy her. She got to be in my way by 11.
Oh, yeah.
So TikTok user Jamie Carr commented on one video. Was the condiment company Pink Sauce?
Oh, yes. We better put together all of the internet viral trends of the year.
Look, she's bringing everything together.
Everything together. It
Risa
all makes
is
sense.
The universe.
I remember the pink sauce.
She's collecting the affinity stones.
They're getting their accreditation by, you know, with the FDA guidelines. That was the scandal.
Yep. And then it's now not flying off the shelves.
It's not.
I think they marked it like discount. I don't know if the partnership is still happening.
Oh, no. I hate that for her. It was a good idea. Who needs health codes
anyway? It might be. Can we look it up and see if there's still pink sauce?
Is the pink sauce
And in the meantime, so Legion also created fake emails from the company's president discussing work to show Risa and actually pretended to be his own assistant when the hospital called to pick up Risa. We said that.
Wow. Yeah. But he also, so let's get this straight. He pretended to be the VP of the company.
Yes.
He pretended to have an assistant.
Yes.
And then he pretended to be the president of the company as well.
Yes. And he faked emails. He was like, presidentofcompany@gmail.com. Hey,
see,
Legion, you are doing a great job. I want you to replace me one day. You are making so much money. Bring some of it back on the shore.
See, yeah. Y'all see a liar. I see a one-man show.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Like, this is a one-man show.
It really is. Wait, so what did we find out about the pink sauce? Is it still happening? So food and safety labeling concerns caused the Food and Drug Administration to stop the production of the online sale of pink sauce. We knew about that. And then a recipe changed. They had a partnership with Dave's Gourmet, and they brought it to shelves in January of 2023. So it's still going, I think.
Oh, that's good. So
that's good for her.
She made it into the new year. That's great.
Listen, I know this episode is going, but it was 52 videos, y'all. We're trying. We're doing our best.
A service to the community, actually.
Truly.
You don't have to watch it.
You don't have
Lacey
8 hours,
it.
Okay? We're going to do it in less than 8.
And you ain't even got to put us in 2X speed.
Right. So.
Could if you wanted to, but you don't have to.
Listen, she wanted to be clear, okay? She wanted to be clear.
I watched it in 2X. I was like, all right, Risa.
Legion.
Mm-hmm.
Back to his lies. His legion of lies.
Oof.
Yes. That's his middle name, Legion Lies Jenkins.
You know, the black people have been calling him Lee John.
Lee John. Oh, I love that. He's Lee John
now. Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, Lee John. So we back to Lee John.
Lee John.
And his lies. He had not just one ex-wife. Like he said, when they was at the Cheesecake Factory having the chicken Bellagio after the tires got fixed.
Mm-hmm. We love
he
a little chicken and broccoli.
He said one ex-wife, right? But he had several ex-wives.
Wow.
And falsely claimed that one of his ex-wife's daughters had died when she had not.
Again, torture.
Lee John also claimed to talk on the phone with his family every single day. Remember, he was talking on the phone with his brother, right? But in reality, he had been talking to himself.
I'm sorry.
On the phone in front of Risa, talking to himself.
I want to be Legion's lawyer at this point. I would be like, who amongst us hasn't talked to ourselves? on the phone. Like, that's what you do when you ain't got no minutes.
Like, literally, if she had looked at the screen, it would have been like this. And he's like, yeah, bro, the money I'm making is crazy. Yeah, the vice president, it's really going good. I made a new condiment.
He's like, boss baby.
Yeah, I came up with a new condiment.
It's just like a
kid's all
phone.
The condiments.
Yeah.
Nobody thought of it before me. Yeah, brother. I love Risa so much. She is so sexy, and I'm going to give her everything in a BMW.
You know what that was? Because I'm a parent of a toddler, so I see this happening. His mother was tired of him talking and lying all day. So she said, Lijon, just go to your room and talk to yourself. Like, I can't deal with this. I just got off work. I just walked in the house. You want something? You ask me for food. You ask for... Just go to your room and talk on the phone to yourself.
It's very only
and
child
And I see a
energy.
Coming of age story of him just growing up with that phone in his hand in his room. So he probably just did that.
It's just also like so funny to me because I was doing one side, but you also have to react.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I feel you. That's crazy. Yeah, man. What? They did what? Like, you're crazy.
Yes.
Why would you do that? Why would you say that?
That's an actor. That's a skill.
An actor. That's come to Hollywood, Lijon.
I think he should just double that. Like, why is he leaning into the whole, like, Risa's lying? Like, you should lean into, like, yeah, I did it. And if you want to see how I talk on the phone by myself, like, come check out my live tonight, 9 p.m. I'm going to have a whole conversation with myself. I would watch that. I would definitely watch that. That's a great skill. When
God.
I don't want my husband to annoy me, I'm like, I got to call, baby. Girl, no way. No, I'm coming over there in 2 seconds. You don't need me? Like, I want to learn
tell
how
her
he
I
did
say
it.
Hi. Tell her I said hi.
Baby, she said.
Tell her I said hi.
She said, hey. It's Lacey.
What they say?
It's Lacey.
Oh,
I forgot y'all got into it, girl. Okay, I'll remind her of the...
I'm going to get the money that...
Yeah, but you also borrowed her top last Friday, and she said she needs that.
Oh, back. Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. I got it.
No,
wash
she ain't
it.
Stretching out. Y'all
it.
The same size. What's going on?
Girl. You're Lijon.
You got that. I'm telling you, what he's doing is a one-woman show.
What's going on? He is a one-man show.
I want to watch it. One man, woman. I don't
go to Broadway.
I don't trust his gender at this point. Everything is in question at this point.
And who cares?
Who cares?
We just want you. Anyways, so after Risa did her research, honey. Shout out to you, Risa.
Yes, you did your research, Risa. And the thing about research is like if I found one piece of information, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to act the same in bed that night. But she would do the research and store it. Do the research and make audio diaries. Do the research and just lie with him night after night.
That's wild.
Like, she kept on a pretty good act, too, of like, oh, I'm gonna get his ass. Just wait 3 years from now, I'm gonna be viral.
Right.
She did that.
And I feel like he would be like, hey, baby, like, trying to make a move on her. And she'd be like, I have a headache.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or maybe she just like, yeah, let's play along because I'm going to get your ass good one day. Like, she a killer too.
Risa, you got more skills than the CIA. Like,
she does.
This is, well, she was applying for a government job. Government, hire her for the Pentagon.
So she done hacked into the database.
She
the
need to be a spy. Put she her does. In B613 because this level of Snoop, she has talents, a special set of skills.
Because she could also come from the perspective of the victim and the assailant. Like, in this scenario. She could say, like, I'm going to tell you what I fell for and how.
Yeah.
That's a good woman.
It is. She is. I mean, so, after getting in touch with his family, now she's in called them. Risa learned that he didn't have several siblings and that he was estranged from his two brothers over, guess why they estranged?
Let's take a wild guess why they estranged.
Oh, my God. Estranged for 100? What is lying?
What is lying, lying,
through
and
his
lying.
Teeth.
Through his teeth. Imagine growing up. Do you have siblings, Lacey?
I do.
Just imagine growing up with lying siblings. Like, of course, we all told a lie every now and then to cover the other sibling. But just like, my brother sometimes lies for no reason. But he would not lie and pretend to be on the phone.
Like how are you making lying a hobby?
Like
I
special
do pottery,
skills, lying.
I lie. I like to knit. and tell untruths. What do you mean? Like,
yeah. I bet he was really good at two truths and a lie.
So Legion, in fact, had a twin brother who shares many aspects of the life that Legion was claiming to have. So he just borrowed his brother's life a little bit. He was like, we came from the same embryo. We can have the same.
And I might have these pictures to back up the condiment company if you maybe worked that one.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Take a picture with Mr. Hines and then send it to me. So Risa also discovered that Legion had been lying to people and telling people that Risa had never miscarried and actually had given birth to a son that they were both raising.
Wow. Legion, Leonard Jonathan, what are we doing?
What are we doing, baby?
You had a son and no one's
At
ever heard.
At some point, you're going to have to produce the son. Remember proof of income? Proof of son.
I wish I was that bold sometimes.
Like, these lies are fun.
I wish I could just lie about something and not feel the guilt.
I'm a
lot
today.
It.
I'm a lot today.
I got to tell one. I think Legion is running and said we should all lie once a day.
You know what? I do, like, when I was living in the UK, I would put on an accent and I would go places and I'd talk like this and I'd be like, I'm looking for something. Like, I would just talk like this to see if they knew I was American.
You would have convinced me.
So I'm trying to lie. Today I'm going to lie to somebody. So,
like, I need
it's
to
gonna be big, like, and elaborate.
Be on a date with that accent the entire time.
Oh, okay. Let me get on Hinge. I'm going to lie to somebody all night tonight. So it turns out that Legion was also a felon. That's not shocking. Mm-hmm. Who had been convicted of criminal trespassing and impersonating a police officer. Legion, how do you impersonate? You got costumes, Legion.
Right. Yes.
He went to Party City and said, run it up.
I feel for him because I, too, have a collection of wigs. And some days you don't want to be yourself. You got to be her.
I feel like Legion,
and her.
Legion had that wallet that you could flip and he was like, police. He flipped it real fast like it's his bad. Police.
Again, Legion's mama came home tired from work and she said, I can't play cowboys and robbers, cops and robbers right now. Go to your room and you can be the robber, the
play
cop.
Play with your brother. Like, how we feel for Legion's mama.
Oh my gosh.
So kicking Legion out, now she's like moving on him. Now it's wait and exhale. She's like, I love it.
Good job, Risa.
So in addition to the many lies about his life, Risa also claims that she discovered Legion had been cheating on her after finding text evidence on his phone. He got the nerve to cheat.
Got the nerve. Well, that actually tracks.
Yeah,
because
right.
He's a liar. He's a good liar.
Yeah,
so of
that's
course
right.
You're cheating.
You gotta cheat.
You gotta cheat. You can't.
That's like a
that's
part
a,
of
that's a
life.
Waste. Like, if you're a good liar and yeah. You're not cheating, what you lying for?
Yeah, that's like adjacent to cheating. They're like cousins.
Yeah, yeah.
Lying
definitely
and cheating.
Cousins.
Yes. Yeah. So finally, on his birthday, June 17, 2021, Risa, on his birthday, on the day of his birth, told Legion she wanted a divorce. After kicking him out of the house, he at first refused to leave until Risa told him, I will beat you like the bitch you are.
Okay, first off, Risa, please say that to me in the bedroom. Like, I'm into it.
Oh, it's kind of
I'm into it. It's quite
If you
kinky.
Say it a different way, I will beat you like the bitch you are.
Oh, I know it was listening to tears. I'm like, let me type that down for my husband
yeah,
to say to me later.
Yeah, I like that.
Great.
So he left with two bags of clothes, his two duffel bags, or they might have been trash bags.
Yeah, it's very much so big.
Yeah, it's giving glad.
Tall kitchen.
He's sad, gallon. But it's giving glad bags. So everything else he had to be donated to a domestic violence shelter after a month had gone by without him retrieving it. So she tried to give him some time to get the rest of his crap, and then she was like, I'm going to donate it. I
Good
think
job,
that's
Risa.
Wonderful. Risa, yeah. You're an icon.
Get him out of here.
So Legion continued to try to contact Risa for months and even showed up to her house against her wishes.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, 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 no.
I got to hurt you at
yeah,
that point.
Yeah, no. What are you doing? During one occasion where he showed up and she was concerned for her safety, Risa learned that he still had a warrant out for violating probation and called the police to arrest him.
Perfect.
She said, come get him. Come
Set him
get
up.
Him.
Pick him up.
Pick
on
him
the
up.
Curb.
And I bet you she talked to him for a little bit through the door.
She's smart.
And she was like, baby, you know yeah, no, maybe we could get back together.
Why don't you just sit down? I'll put something on the stove. We can
right.
talk about this whole
Let's
thing.
Let's have some tea. Meanwhile, and then she's in the other room like,
texting the
hello,
sheriff.
911.
I'd like to report what's about to be an emergency. Get his ass
right.
off my couch at once.
Right. Also, he a criminal. Come pick him up.
Wow.
So that same day, she retrieved her divorce decree in the mail just 5 months after their wedding, which that's sad. I feel for her.
Get him out of here.
But he gone. Actually, like, that's not even who she married.
Correct.
So
it was a different social.
Lisa, you never married him.
So you never actually, you never actually married or divorced this man.
I love that. It was all a dream. We find that out at the end. That's the end to the movie. It was just all a big dream. Yes.
Wizard of Oz. Yes.
So she also had a car that Lee John had driven to her house and had not been making payments on. And so it was repossessed out of her driveway. So.
Excellent.
He had too much power. So when you get arrested, it's like an Uber, but to prison.
Right.
So you have to leave your car.
Of course.
He left his car with all the clothes inside of it, right?
Picked them up on time, yes.
Right. So the clothes that were in the car, they end up getting donated, right? And the only possessions that he had when he was released from jail were keys to a car that he no longer had, a likely empty wallet, and the clothes on his back. And he deserves that.
Yes.
You deserve to
rot.
Have to start all over. But you know what? Lee John is going to start all over because he has keys.
Of course.
So he can convince somebody he got a car.
Oh, 100%. I'm not surprised.
He going to meet somebody in a bar.
And was running things in there because he's such a liar.
He's such a great liar. He going to meet somebody in a bar and then be like, oh, my car died. Jingle, 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 jingle. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a ride to your house? And then he going to be like, can I spend the night?
It's like when somebody pulls their wallet out. They're like, no, I got it tonight.
Right. And then he going to homosexual it.
Yes.
Like, slowly, no, he's going to start getting money. And you see his toothbrush next to your toothbrush. And you're like, how did that get there?
Yep.
And then he's going to make a little drawer for himself for the clothes on his back.
Just something small. Just something small to start.
Yeah, so I can race to work when I'm here, baby.
Of course.
And then
you're going to call his assistant when you need some help.
He's going to start back up. I believe in Lee John.
He's been lying his whole
life. He's been lying his whole life.
He's a professional liar.
He don't know who he is. So snooping TikTok followers have since discovered Lee John's true identity despite Risa's wishes not to antagonize him. So our queen Risa just wanted to share this story and TikTok was like, oh bet, say less. And
they're gonna find him.
This is Lee John. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. So he kind of,
Jerome.
He like medium ugly. You know what I mean? And he could sweet talk you out of your draws.
He could sweet talk her.
And remember, he did change that tire.
So that, I mean, that
and his
change
beard
tire
connects.
Will take you from a 5 to a 7.
Amen. And look at that beard. It connects.
It does connect.
Yeah.
It's a little salt and pepper fever.
Oh, yes. Giving a little zaddy energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is my father. He changes my tire. Yeah, I see it.
I see how she feels.
Yeah, I do. But he also looked like a liar. He's smirking. He lying to me in the photo. Look at me smirking and shit. He done lied to us in this photo.
This probably ain't even him.
How you gonna lie to me?
This probably his brother.
I want to fight Lee John.
That necklace is a lie. That hat is a lie.
Ooh, maybe that beard is even a lie. You know they doing weave beards now.
They are.
Lee John, I will beat you like the bitch you are.
Like the bitch you are is so savage.
Ugh. Put it in the movie. And that's what I'm saying. Wait, Danielle?
It better be Danielle.
Oh my God, Danielle has scammed her way onto the show.
It would be a dream to play Risa Tisa. Are you kidding? I want to be on Netflix, Lifetime, HBO. Like, I love her so much. She's also from Jersey, just like me.
Yes.
I think this is just serendipitous. It really is.
It truly is. It's going to happen. Like, you're from your mouth to God's ears, my mouth to God's ears. Like, Risa Tisa is the role for you.
Danielle, if you don't get we just have to write it and shoot it before somebody else gets to it.
But then it's going to be on Tubi. I'm sorry. It's going to have to be on Tubi if I shoot it.
Listen, I'm not mad at Tubi. I'm also not mad at just shooting this all on the iPhone. Okay? As long as it's
Stranger things have happened. Okay? It can go TikTok live. I'll do set changes, whatever you need.
Yes, I'll throw you a wig. Listen,
I'll play Legion.
I'm ready. See, now I was going to say, who's going to play Legion? See, now we have a production.
I got a deep voice. We can make it work.
Amber playing Legion is wild.
Screaming. But that means we need to do the play version of this, too. Like, I feel like there's a film and a musical and a play. Like, let's get all of the art.
This is an EGOT wedding performance.
And then we do a reboot.
We need spinoff series. We need merch.
Oh, we definitely need merch.
Like, this is a cash cow.
We need to get Risa. The realtor, she needs her own separate merch too and a spinoff. Like,
I want to be the realtor. I feel like I could really relate. I could do that.
Well, especially the realtor that was like, no, Like, you don't have it. Like, that's you don't get to name.
Proof of funds, Legion.
Like, because you remember the other male realtor was like, okay, well, you said you got it. No.
Proof of funds, when you're a confidence, when you're a confidence professional, that's what I call scammers sometimes. Like, I'm the proof of funds. It's vibes. What do you mean?
He's like, check the shoes.
Right. I can buy the house. Vibes. I got house, like, motion.
For those of you listening, that Lacey does smell like she has proof of funds. Like, you say it's like a combination of three different perfumes. Honey, Lacey got the funds.
Period.
Smell. Give her a hug and smell her.
Period.
But
I'm so
Risa
mad.
Tisa,
Legion didn't even have traveler's checks.
Risa Tisa, Legion? I'm calling you that now. I'm talking to you, Daya.
From
claim, they
gonna start
saying,
they gonna start saying from the Risa to the Tisa instead of from the Ruta to the Tuta.
Oh,
that's gonna
yes.
be the new phrase in the Black community. It's
from
like, and I got that man
Tisa.
From the Risa to the Tisa. Exactly.
I love y'all so much. Thank you for just enabling my shenanigans. I really am trying to play this role, but there are so many other actors that could do it, like Davine Joy Randolph. Alex Newell is a great one. I feel like if we could just get a bunch of different networks to produce this, we can all be Risa. You know what I mean? We can all, there's enough Risa to go around.
It's the Risa universe.
Yeah, we need some stunt doubles, but you got it. No, you got it.
We definitely need some stunt doubles, but you got it. Thank you so much for popping in. You are a queen.
I love y'all so much.
Y'all follow Danielle Pinnock. If you're not following her on all the socials, you're missing out on so many laughs. Like, truly.
Listen, have a great show. Yes. I'm going to go back to set, but I love y'all.
Go back to your appointment. To yes.
Family.
Love you, Danielle.
Love you, Risa Tisa.
Hey, y'all.
Okay, we got to get through this. So, he has since released a video claiming Risa lied in all of her videos and implies there's a true reason she left him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What? There's a true reason? So yes. He's saying this not the reason.
Right.
This is what she's saying, the other reason.
Lee John.
I got the true reason. Lee John, what is the true reason?
If you're telling us anything, and if it's less than, if it's one video shy of 50 plus parts, we're not listening to you.
No.
You can't just come on and say she's a liar after tons of receipts, tons of information, tons of backstory. Like, she's the people's champ at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
So why would you just say, she lied?
There's a true reason. That's the lie reason.
And that
I got
will be revealed. And he's like running through his bag of tricks. Like, here's a rabbit. And that's the reason why she lied.
He said more at 11.
Right.
He's not giving it to us now.
He's like, back to you, Chuck. And he's right. Chuck on the other end. Like, what are we going to say to the people? They need an answer.
Right.
And he's such a narcissist because he kind of could have just stayed hidden. She didn't call your name. She didn't say any real family members' names, but you chose to come forward and speak on this.
And why would you speak on this?
Why would you speak on this?
Because
this is me,
a
I would have hid.
Bad look.
This is not a great look for you, but that's what a narcissist is going to do. They're going to be like, oh, I'm getting my moment.
They're drawn in.
Yeah, let me post something.
And probably jealous of her because
this
is blowing up. So he's like, let me get my piece of the pie. Ridiculous. So in Risa's final video, she says, I can honestly tell you being single sucks, in my opinion. But being married to the wrong person is a type of hell no one should have to go through.
Yes, Risa. I hope that people at least took that away from it.
Yeah. Because I think she put it out there probably because she needed to get it off of her chest.
Yeah.
But also because she wanted to warn people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
She's like, you never need to be chosen so badly that you just lose sight of general, you know,
your sense, but we do.
Your sanity, your logic. Oh, yeah, of course. Who amongst us hasn't fallen for a liar?
A stud had me down bad, okay?
Yes, I would. Yes, that, as they do.
Yes, so I'm like, I think I was telling you about that. So I'm like, you know, people can have you down bad. You know what?
With lies, too?
Absolutely.
Oh,
and then I don't like when people judge, because I said it before, I'll say it again, like, maybe this ain't your bait, but I pray you don't meet the right fisherman.
Right.
Right. Because there's bait for all of us.
Oh, of course.
There's something that can get all of us.
Of course.
So, Risa, you're a queen.
Oh,
you're an icon. You're the moment.
You are the moment. And the movie is getting made, I'm sure.
Yes.
As
and Danielle, Danielle's shooting it right now.
Danielle's on set.
She's splitting Ghost and then going to the movie when she's not shooting Ghost.
If anyone but her is casting it, we should boycott.
We have to riot.
Like, I just need to see, like, or she needs at least a cameo in it. If it's not Danielle, then who did you choose? Right. I got to know.
Because we going to group check your ass if it's not Danielle.
Oh, immediately.
We're coming for you.
Immediately.
Amber, this has been so much fun.
Yeah.
I just feel like I was hanging out. And then I was like, oh, I got to do my job.
Go for it.
No, we're done.
If anybody's going to stop you from doing your job, it's going to be me.
And I love that for me. I love that for me. But this is... Thank you for coming on so much. We always ask at the end of the podcast, where can we find you?
So you can find me on social media. I mean, I'm fully addicted to my phone. So yes. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Amber Wallen or Burr I Am on the internet, BURR_IAM. And then I also co-host Fly on the Wallen podcast with my husband, Ben. And Lacey, we are very excited to have you down to the family group chat with us.
And can you believe that these episodes are going to come out on Women's History Month?
Like, yes. I'm only listening to women for the month and probably the rest of the year.
I think that's all I've ever listened to.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, A Legion of Lies is our cautionary tale not to listen to any more men.
Yeah. And maybe if you're really falling for somebody, do a background check.
Just a little background check.
Just a little bit. Don't go crazy.
Or you lie a little too. So we can balance it out.
For funsies.
Just for fun.
We're both liars. Find a liar to love if you like to lie.
Lie and love.
And then y'all do it together.
Yeah.
That's what Chrissy and what's his face did? Chrissy, what's his name? The Christian guy, real Southern.
Okay, keep going.
You know the one I'm talking about. Chrissy Brinkley. Knows best. Chrissy knows best. Y'all don't remember.
Is that Chrissy Brinkley and
Is
husband?
That not his name?
Chrissy.
Crystal.
Like Christopher Columbus?
Crystal knows. Chrisley.
Chrisley.
That
yeah,
is
yeah,
such
yeah.
a white Southern name. Chrisley knows best.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Him
yeah.
Him and his wife, they doing That's the bitch.
They scammed together, baby. A regular Bonnie and Clyde.
A family of scams together stays together.
Queen and Slim. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not them being, not Queen and Slim. Please leave.
Why lie alone? Find you somebody to lie with, okay?
Lying down with them, lying to people with them.
Letters from prison. Oh, my goodness.
I love it. So you can find us at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Snitch on your friends and family if you want to find me. D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I-D, Lacey on all platforms. If you want to see the pictures and videos from the show, follow Scam Goddess Pod and get into it.
That's right.
Amber, you're fantastic. Also, one last thing. If you are in L.A., I will be doing some stand-up at the Comedy Store March 13th.
Oh, yay!
10:30 Belly Room. Pull up. It's about to be wild. Yes. And on that note, congregation, keep Lee Johning. Okay? Get out there. Lie, Lee John. Also, Risa, you're a queen.
Yes.
Actually, keep Risa-ing.
Keep Risa in.
She got a special set of skills.
Give your tithes and offerings to Risa.
Yes. Give her money.
Yes.
Scam Goddess.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo, and our audio engineer is Rich Garcia. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.